由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听我们天路导向节目。
We are glad you're listening.
我们很开心你再收听我们的节目。
And we pray that these series of messages are blessing your life.
我们一直在这里向神祷告，祈求这系列的信息能够成为你生命的祝福。
I promised that we would look at Hannah's song of praise in this broadcast.
我曾经应承过在今次节目当中，我们要一起分享 Hannah 所唱的赞美诗。
But first, let me remind you that we have been looking at Hannah as a model of persistent prayer.
但是让我们先温习一下，上次我们讲到 Hannah 给了一个恒切祷告的榜样我们。
We have been considering 5 points about Hannah's life model.
让我们从五个方面去思考 Hannah 生命的榜样。
Her sanctification.
Hannah 的成圣。
Her sorrow.
Hannah 的忧伤。
Her supplication.
Hannah 的祈求。
Her song.
Hannah 的诗歌。
And finally, her sacrifice.
最后是 Hannah 的奉献。
In our last broadcast, we looked at Hannah's sanctification and her sorrow.
在上次节目里面，我们讲到 Hannah 的圣洁和她的忧伤。
Hannah separated herself to the complete ownership of the Lord.
Hannah 将自己完全分别为圣，完全信服在神的主权底下。
Hannah's life.Though dedicated to the Lord, was filled with sorrow.
虽然 Hannah 将她的生命完全奉献给神，但是她的人生当中仍然有苦痛。
Today we are going to start with the third point, Hannah's supplication.
今天我们天路导向节目当中第三个重点要讲的就是 Hannah 的祈求。
Last time we learned that Hannah's sanctificationwas manifested despite of her sorrow.
上次我们看到 Hannah 的心中虽然忧伤，但是她仍然过着圣洁的生活。
We saw that some people, when their lives are filled with sorrow, they give up trusting and praying.
我们见到有些人活在痛苦当中的时候，他们就放弃信靠神，不再祈祷。
But Hannah would not allow that to happen in her life.
但是 Hannah 不会让这样的事在她身上发生。
She never allowed sorrow to stop her from offering to the Lord her supplications.
她绝对不会让忧伤拦阻她向神祈求。
And this brings us to the third point as we consider her supplication.
这个就是我们要讲的第三个重点，就是 Hannah 的祈祷。
Hannah the sorrowful did not become Hannah the prayerless.
忧伤的 Hannah 并没有真的变成停止祷告的 Hannah.
Was Hannah emotionally hurt?
Hannah 究竟在她情感上面是不是受到伤害呢？
Oh yes.
很明显 Hannah 已经受到伤害。
But her faith was strong.
但是 Hannah 的信心非常坚强。
Mentally she was battered.
虽然 Hannah 在精神上面去受到创伤，
But her commitment was unshakable.
但是 Hannah 委身的心智并没有动摇。
Psychologically she was beaten.
Hannah 在心灵上面是受到打击，
But she remained spiritually powerful.
但是 Hannah 的灵性仍然有力量。
Hannah's supplication was extraordinary.
Hannah 的祈求是非常特别的。
What was Hannah praying for?
究竟 Hannah 向神去祈求乜嘢呢？
She was asking God to intervene on her behalf with the laws of nature.
Hannah 去求神去为佢做超越自然定律嘅事。
How many of you prayed that God would change the laws of nature for you?
我哋当中有冇任何人曾经向神祈求过，去为我哋改变自然定律啊
？What a supplication！
呢个真系一个非常唔平凡嘅祷告。
This kind of supplication can only be offered when there is sanctification in one's life。
只有追求圣洁生命嘅人先可以有咁样嘅祷告。
This type of prayer cannot happen until there is sanctification。
人除非能够追求圣洁，踏进成圣路上，否则系唔会咁样祈祷嘅。
There are many people who ask God to do all sorts of things for them。
好多人向神去祈求，为佢哋作各种各样嘅事。
There are many people who want God to intervene supernaturally。
好多人向神祈求，希望神为佢哋做超自然嘅事。
But they have never experienced, nor do they intend to experience sanctification。
但系佢哋从来冇经历过，甚至冇追求圣洁嘅自愿。
They do not know what it is to be sold out for Jesus Christ。
佢哋唔知道乜嘢系为咗耶稣基督而完全付出自己。
Or even if they try to experience sanctification, they merely go through the motions。
就算佢哋想要经历乜嘢系成圣，亦都只系做下表面功夫。
They think that they can manipulate God to get what they want。
佢哋以为咁样就可以操纵神，让神去达成佢嘅愿望。
Pagans do that。
异教徒就系咁样做噶啦。
They manipulate their gods。
佢哋会操纵佢哋嘅神。
They have the little rituals that they go through。
佢哋会做好少好少嘅礼仪。
Pagans make a deal with their gods who are no gods at all。
异教徒会同佢哋嘅神，亦都系偶像去讨价还价。
We cannot do that because we have an all-knowing and all-seeing God。
我哋唔能够咁样做，因为我哋嘅神系无所不知、无所不在嘅神。
In Hannah's case，
喺 Hannah 嘅处境当中
，because of her sanctification， her chains of sorrow were torn asunder by her supplication。
因为 Hannah 去追求圣洁，所以 Hannah 嘅祷告就能够消除佢嘅忧伤。
And a powerful song replaced Hannah's chains of sorrow。
然后一首带住能力嘅赞美诗就取代咗哈拿连串嘅受苦。
Sanctification，
成为圣洁。
Sorrow，
面对忧伤。
Supplication，
恒切祈求。
Song，
献赞美诗。
Listen now to the song that's found in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 to 11。
现在请你听我读出《撒母耳记上》第二章第一节到第十节所记载诗歌。圣经是这样说：哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的角因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩而欢欣。只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。人要不断夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂傲的言语，因为耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他所衡量。勇士的弓都已折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰，素来饱足的反作用人为食，饥饿的再不饥饿，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。耶和华使人死，也使人活；耶和华使人下阴间，也使人往上升；耶和华使人贫穷，也使人富足；耶和华使人卑微，也使人高贵。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中剃拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的高位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。他必保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中直言不动。 人都不能靠力量得胜，与耶和华争竞的必被打碎，耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受高者的国。
I hope some composers who are listening to us right now can put these words to a song.
如果在我们听众当中有懂得作曲的人，我很希望你能够为这首诗歌配上音乐。
Now let's look at this song.
请你现在去听听这首诗歌。
I hope you can mark it in your Bible.
很希望你能够在这段经文当中去做个标记。
Try to read this song aloud.
同埋试下学我一样咁样去朗诵呢一首诗歌。
Sing it if you want.
如果可以嘅话，亦都可以唱出嚟。
This is a magnificent song.
因为呢一首真系一首令人赞叹嘅诗歌。
But you can use this song as a song of praise in your life.
你亦都可以用呢首诗歌成为你生命嘅赞美诗。
This is a song of thanksgiving.
呢一首系一首感恩嘅诗歌。
In verse 2, she says, There is none holy like the Lord.
因为在第二节当中 ,Hannah 这样说到，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的。
Most people praise God for his goodness.
很多人因为神的美善而赞美神。
Most people praise God for his faithfulness.
很多人因为神的信实而赞美神。
Most people praise God for his blessing.
很多人因为神的赐福而赞美神。
Very few people stand up and thank God for his holiness.
但是很少人为了神的圣洁而赞美他。
It takes a life that is sanctified unto the Lord to be able to praise God for his holiness.
只有一个追求圣洁生命的人才懂得为神的圣洁而发出赞美。
It takes a life that is standing on higher spiritual plane to praise God for his holiness.
只有一个在属灵上面高峰的生命才能够因为神的圣洁而赞美他。
Then she said, there is no rock like God.
然后 Hannah 就说没磐石好像我们的神一样。
What does it mean?
这句话是为什么呢？
It means that the Lord has become Hannah's only security.
这句话就是说神就是 Hannah 唯一的保障。
In fact, God is the only true security that you can have.
事实上只有神才是你和我的唯一和真正的保障。
Money can have wings and fly.
金钱会插翼而飞。
Friends can get tired of us and leave us.
朋友会因为厌倦我们而离开我们。
Family members can let us down.
家人会让我们失望。
Jobs can be lost.
工作我们会被炒鱿鱼。
But only the Lord remains forever.
但是只有神才是永远不变的。
God's strength abides forever.
神的能力永远同我们同在。
God's comfort is not seasonal.
神的安慰风雨无阻。
God's power is not unconquerable.
神的大能所向无敌。
God's peace is unexplainable.
神的平安无可言喻。
Do you know God?
你认识神吗？
You can know him today.
你今日就可以认识他。
In verse 1, when Hannah said, My horn is exalted in the Lord.
第一节 Hannah 这样说，我的角因耶和华高举。
She's not saying, I am proud.
她不是说我为自己感到骄傲。
Because horns refer to pride and strength.
因为角是代表傲气和力量。
It is an imagery that was taken from an ox whose strength is in his horn.
这个是一个比喻，因为牛的力量就是在他头上面角那里。
But Hannah is saying that my power and my strength are in the Lord, not in my success.
但系哈拿嘅赞美诗嘅意思就系话，我嘅力量系从神嗰度而嚟嘅，而唔系从我嘅成功嗰度而嚟嘅。
God always gives a song of praise to the Christian who is sanctified and who turns his or her sorrow into supplication.
神时常赐赞美诗俾人，佢就系赐俾嗰啲追求圣洁又愿意将佢嘅受犯转为祷告嘅人。
God places a song on the lips of those who are sold out to Jesus Christ in prayer.
神会将一首赞美诗系放喺嗰啲愿意喺祷告里面将自己完全归于耶稣基督嘅人嘅口唇上面。
God's song is power.
神嘅诗歌就系大能。
God's song is pure joy.
神嘅诗歌就系真实嘅喜乐。
God's song is healing to the body.
神嘅诗歌能够医治人。
Which brings me to the fifth point.
一样嘢就带到我哋去第五个重点。
First, there was sanctification.
我哋重复翻之前嘅重点，第一个就系圣洁。
Then sorrow.
第二个就系忧伤。
Supplication.
第三个系哈拿嘅祈求。
Song.
第四个就系赞美诗。
And finally, sacrifice.
第五个就系哈拿嘅献祭。
We saw briefly in the last broadcast that Hannah made a vow unto the Lord.
我哋如果记得上次嘅节目嘅话，我哋喺当中稍微讲过一啲 Hannah 向神许愿嘅事。
Here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, we see her keeping that vow.
当我哋睇到撒母耳记上第二章嘅时候，我哋就会睇到 Hannah 遵守诺言。
Let's think together.
请你同我一起嚟思想。
What did Hannah want of the Lord?
究竟哈拿向神去求乜嘢呢？
More than anything in the world, she wanted a son.
佢最想得到嘅就系一个儿子。
And when God gave her a son, she gave him back to the Lord.
但系当神赐一个儿子俾佢嘅时候，佢却将呢一个儿子去奉献翻俾神。
Isn't that incredible?
呢个系咪真系一件难以置信嘅事呢？
Ask yourself that question.
请你问你自己一个问题。
What is it that I really want from the Lord the most?
究竟我最想从神身上得到乜嘢呢？
Identify what you really want.
请你搞清楚你真正需要嘅嘢。
Write it down if you have to.
如果必要嘅话，请你将佢记落嚟。
Then ask yourself the next question.
然后就问自己第二个问题。
If the Lord answers my prayers and give me the desire of my heart,
就系问如果神应允咗我嘅祷告，将我最想要嘅嘢赐咗俾我。
Will I be absolutely willing to give it back to the Lord?
我会唔会心甘情愿咁样将佢奉献翻俾神呢？
If you do this exercise, you will begin to understand your motive in prayer very quickly.
如果你时常咁样祈祷嘅话，你就会好快知道自己祷告嘅动机系乜嘢啦。
Hannah gave her one and only child back to the Lord.
Hannah 将佢唯一嘅儿子奉献翻俾神。
Hannah did not wait until her son Samuel became a man.
Hannah 嘅奉献并冇等到佢嘅儿子撒母耳长大成人先奉献。
She did not try to redefine what giving to the Lord means.
Hannah 冇重新去定义乜嘢叫做奉献。
She did not use human logic or reason for keeping her own flesh and blood in the comfort of her home.
Hannah 冇随住常人嘅智慧同埋常理，将自己嘅骨肉留喺舒服嘅家入面。
No.
Hannah 并冇咁做。
She took her boy Samuel at an early age.
Hannah 带住年纪细细嘅撒母耳
，and placed him to serve the Lord in the temple，
带佢去到圣殿当中侍奉。
She took him at the age of 5 after she weaned him and placed him in the service of the Lord。
当佢嘅孩子撒母耳喺五岁断奶之后，佢就带佢到圣殿当中侍奉神。
And what a gift she gave to the Lord and to the world！
Hannah 献俾神同埋献俾一个世界嘅系一份非常好嘅礼物。
Samuel grew up to be a man after God's own heart.
因为撒母耳大个咗之后，佢成为咗一位合神心意嘅人。
The man Samuel literally changed history and turned people's heart back to the Lord.
撒母耳真系改变咗历史，佢让成个以色列嘅人心回转归向神。
Samuel became the first prophet, the first priest, and the first judge all at once.
撒母耳最后成为咗第一位同时系先知、祭司同埋士师嘅人。
What a gift！
一个真系一份非常贵重嘅礼物。
Often we don't understand.
我哋好多时候都唔明白。
That when we make a sacrifice to the Lord, that we do not see the results immediately, that it is because He may be multiplying the sacrifice.
当我哋奉献嘅时候，我哋好多时候唔会即刻睇到结果。其实呢个系神加倍嘅赐福。
Sometimes we may not even see the results until we are in heaven.
有啲时候，我哋甚至要等到我哋翻到天堂先会睇到个结果。
Hannah gave a 5-year-old boy to the Lord, and many years later, he turned out to be one of the greatest men in history.
Hannah 喺当时只系将一个五岁嘅小朋友奉献俾神，但系最尾一个五岁嘅小朋友成长咗之后，成为历史上边一位伟人。
Once a year, Hannah would visit her son Samuel.
Hannah 每一年都会探望撒母耳一次。
Once a year, she would make him clothes and bring them to the temple.
Hannah 每年都会为撒母耳做衫，然后带到神嘅殿当中去俾佢。
Now, those of us who have said goodbye to our children know some of Hannah's feelings.
当我哋需要同自己嘅仔女去告别嘅时候，我哋多少都能够体会到一啲 Hannah 嘅感受。
So you can imagine her leaving her 5-year-old son in the temple.
所以你可以想象到，当 Hannah 将佢五岁嘅宝贝仔留喺神嘅殿嘅时候，佢心里系乜嘢嘅滋味。
Hannah made a costly commitment, but she kept her word.
Hannah 嘅奉献系非常宝贵嘅，但系 Hannah 因为咁而履行咗佢对神嘅愿。
Now, if the story ends here, it would be an absolute incredible story.
如果呢个故事喺呢度完结嘅话，呢一个故事已经系非常之了不起嘅故事。
Here is a woman who cried her eyes out to the Lord.
呢个故事讲到有个妇人喺神面前迫切痛哭。
She sought him with all her heart.
呢个妇人全心全意去寻求神。
And she turned her sorrow into supplication.
这个妇人将她的悲伤化为祷告。
And the Lord gave her a song and gave her a son.
然后神就赐一首诗歌，又赐一个儿子给她。
But she gave her son back to the Lord by taking him to serve in the temple.
但是这个妇人将她的儿子奉献给神，让她在圣殿当中服侍神。
She kept her word and God kept his word.
当一个妇人遵守佢嘅诺言去还愿嘅时候，神嘅应许亦都实现。
He kept his promise through Eli the priest, and everything is wonderful.
神藉住祭司以利去应允咗 Hannah 嘅祷告，一件事真系非常奇妙。
If the story stops here, it would be great.
如果呢个故事喺呢度结束，已经系非常之完美。
But there is something greater.
但是我们还有一件更加美妙的事。
This is not the end of Hannah's story.
因为 Hannah 的故事还未结束。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心去听。
We learn from people in the Bible.
我们会从圣经人物身上去学习。
We learn from their examples.
因为他们会成为我们的榜样。
We learn from their sins and their failures.
我们会从他的罪过和失败上去得到教训。
But we also learn from their repentance and from their godly lives.
但是我们也都从他们的悔改和敬畏神的生活当中去学习功课。
But if we just learn their examples and about their godly lives, but we miss the character of God, we have missed everything.
但是如果我们只是看到他的榜样和敬虔的生活，而看不到当中他们有神的性格的时候，我们学的东西全部都是白费的。
Later on, God gives Hannah 5 more children.
后来神再赐五个细路仔给 Hannah。
But at the time she kept her commitment to serve God, she had no idea or assurance that she would have any more children.
但是当 Hannah 向神还愿让撒母耳去侍奉神的那一刻， Hannah 根本没想过，而神亦都没向她保证过 Hannah 会再生仔。
When she made that decision, she thought, "This is it. God gave him to me. Now I give him back to God."
Hannah 在那一刻作那个决定的时候， Hannah 只是想到，神，你既然赐给我一个儿子，我就愿意将他奉献回给神。
Look at the character of God.
请我们一起去看神的性情。
God honors the walk of faith, and the walk of sight dishonors God.
神喜欢人全凭信心，不喜欢人单凭眼见。
When you keep your promises,
当你遵守你的诺言的时候，
When you are willing to give him everything,
当你愿意将一切都奉献给神的时候，
When you refuse to give him only that which costs you nothing,
当你反对去奉献一些无价值，不需要付代价的东西的时候，
He will bless you.
神就会赐福给你。
And that is his promise.
一个就是神的应许。
He could never go back on his promise.
神永远不会反悔。
You see, God is no man's debtor.
如果你看到的话，神是绝不会欠债的。
No matter how much you try, you cannot be his debtor.
无论你付出多少，神都不会欠你。
Sanctification.
追求圣洁。
Sorrow.
面对忧伤。
Supplication.
恳切祈求。
Song.
唱出诗歌。
Sacrifice.
不惜奉献。
What are you willing to give to the Lord?
你究竟愿意将乜嘢去献俾神啊？
Why don't you ask the Lord to lead you as you try to answer that question?
点解你唔去求神指引你去解决呢个问题啊？
Are you willing to give your life to Jesus Christ?
你愿不愿意将你的生命交给耶稣基督啊？
When you do that, he promised to give you eternal life with him.
如果你愿意这样做的时候，神已经应许将永生去赐给你，并永远同你同在。
When you come to him now, confessing your sin and asking for his forgiveness.
如果你现在去到神面前去承认自己的罪，去祈求神的赦免。
He promised that when you commit your life to him, you would be assured of heaven.
神就应许当你将你的生命交给他的时候，你就会得着永生的保证。
Not only will you be assured of heaven, but also in this life, he can turn your sorrow into a song.
神不单只要赐给你永生，更加要在你今世当中将你的愁苦变为诗歌。
Are you ready?
你准备好没啊？
Pray with me this prayer.
请你同我一起去祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督啊，
forgive my sin.
请你赦免我的罪。
I repent of my sin.
我愿意去悔改。
Come into my life.
求你进入我的生命当中。
I acknowledge you to be my Savior.
我在这一刻要称你为我的救主。
In your name, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。